What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's quick video is titled Taco is on a Roll. So as you guys know, when I went to Colombia about not even a full 2 weeks ago, lamb was $5.48 a pound. And then when I came back like 2 days ago, it was $6.98 a pound. I actually thought it went up to $5.98, but when I looked at the sticker on the thumbnail that I made yesterday or the day before, I was like, oh shit, lamb is $6.98 a pound. That's the most expensive I've seen lamb, and lamb went up by 40% since Trump took office. So in less than 6 months, lamb went up from $4.98 to $6.98. And guess what? I was at Sam's earlier today, guess what? Lamb is $7.48. Lamb went up by 50 cents in less than fucking 2 days, dudes. Like, guys, this is runaway inflation. This is what we have here in America. This is what you call runaway inflation. Now, granted, the lamb I get that from Australia, so it probably has all these tariffs on it. Guys, you need to understand, dudes, like, tariffs without a American alternative, especially on food, is going to be the end of us. This is what you guys need to understand, okay? Here's how tariffs work, okay? Let's say I'm buying a microwave from China for $100, okay? Trump says I'm going to put a 50% tariff on made in China. So when that microwave comes here to America, yes, I bought it for $100 from the Chinks, but Trump is going to charge me $50 at the ports. So now this $100 microwave is $150, okay? Same thing with lamb. The lamb that's supposed to be $4.98 is $7.98. That is a 50% increase, which is in line with Trump's 50% tariff. Now, here's the problem, dudes. I cannot afford to serve lamb on my truck, okay? I'm actually going to have to take lamb off the truck. I'm going to have to take it off the menu, guys, at $7.48, and that price is going up. Like I said, dudes, when I left America not even 2 weeks ago, lamb was $5.48 when I left America. I came back at $6.98. Now it is fucking $7.48. That means we had multiple price hikes for lamb in just 2 fucking weeks alone, okay? What's gonna happen in a week, in a month, you know? How much is a pound of lamb gonna cost me, you know? $10 a pound? I can't afford that, dudes. You know, I remember I was paying $25, maybe $30 for like 6 pounds of lamb. Now that same lamb is gonna cost me $70, you know, $60, $70. I mean, what happened? Did the lamb get better? Did it get, I don't know, bigger, strong? No, nothing. Nothing happened with the lamb. All that happened is Trump and his tariffs and runaway inflation policies. That's what happened, okay, guys? So like I said before, guys, and I'm going to say it again. The only saving grace America has over any other country is how cheap food here is. But the second food is on par. Food costs are on par with, let's say, Latin America. It's fucking over, dude. It's like, what the fuck are you doing here in America at that point, okay, guys? So I keep my eyes on the cost of chicken, okay? Sam's, you can get a pound of chicken thighs, skin and bone for $1.38, okay? which is a good price. It's a little bit cheaper than, let's say, Colombia, but if that price was to go up from $1.38 to, let's say, $1.50, like a 12 cent increase, guess what, dudes? You're better off in Colombia. I mean, there are times, like, for example, Euro Market, where I get my chicken from in Colombia, guess what? They have one day a week, which is a Thursday, where you get like 20% off chicken. So on Thursdays, chicken is actually cheaper for me to get on Thursday than it is to get it from here in America. So again, you guys out there watching this video, Trump is on a roll with runaway inflation now. This will be the winter of our discontent, okay? I'm telling you guys, as somebody who goes shopping every day for food, thanks to my food truck here, okay, I know the food costs, dudes. I know when prices go up. And I'm telling you guys, if the price of chicken goes up from $1.38 to something else, you know it's gonna be bad. The cost of tuna, I get tuna for myself, not for the truck, okay? Because I can't afford to eat anything other than tuna, thanks to Donald J. Trump. You know, I'm trying to keep my, you know, I'm trying to keep my food budget here in accordance with Colombia. Like in Colombia, guys, I can eat good in Colombia for about $8. So I'm trying to keep my prices here in America to be the same thing. I want to eat good for an average of $8 a day. So that's why I'm getting tuna, bread, vegetables. That way I get to keep my budget under $8 a day here in America, you know. I don't eat any of the food off of the truck because, you know, I'm saving that for the customers. You know, they're paying $15 for a shawarma wrap, you know. So I'd much rather have the customer pay for my food than me eat, you know, the food on the truck, you know. But for me, I'm eating canned tuna. And, you know, there's a red light. Let me see if I can show you something. Damn it. Okay, one down. Where's that tuna can at, motherfucker? It's another thing, okay. That's my energy drink. God damn it, where's the damn tuna can at? I want to show you the tuna can. Okay, there it is. Okay, so this is a tuna can I get, guys. Okay, see this? This tuna can is $2.38. No, I'm not gonna get you the receipt. I don't wanna get in a motherfucking accident. This tuna can, look, nice big tuna can, $2.38. Okay, guys? It better not go up. Okay? This over here, okay? This here is a bag of vegetable Walmart brand. This is 98 cents. Okay, guys? This is 98 cents. Now, of course, I buy, like, mayonnaise and bread and relish to go with the, with the tuna. Because I'm not going to eat tuna right out of the can, you know. You got to put some shit on it, you know. I'm not that poor. So, the price of fries actually went up. They used to be $5.98. They went up to $6.24, which is a what? 5% increase in cost. See, this is what you guys gotta watch out for, okay? This is probably made in America. The tuna, you know, that's fucking from the sea, I guess, you know. So I don't know how that falls under. But the point that I'm trying to get to you guys out there watching this video is that now we are seeing the cost of foreign imported food going up. Once we see the cost of American produced food going up, that's when we're gonna have a big problem. And I'm telling you guys, you know, the minute food and gas go up in this country, especially food, you're probably gonna have a riot on your hands. Because you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, I was talking to a Syrian guy yesterday. I get my pita bread from him sometimes for the shawarma. And he was telling me, man, he actually went back to Syria, you know, and he's like, I'd rather be in Syria than here in America, you know? And not because of Giuliani, but because it's just, he told me, you know, here in America, all I do is work. All I do is work. But now, in fucking Syria, they don't work, you know, because the cost of living is so damn cheap. You guys gotta understand, what's the point of making $10,000 a month if you're gonna spend $9,990 a month, you know? I would much rather make $1,500 a month and spend $1,200 a month, okay? This is what you guys gotta understand. At the end of the day, guys, it's not really how much you make, it's how much you save. Like the old saying, a penny saved is a penny earned, okay? This is why I'd rather do business in Colombia, you know? $20 a day to pay an employee, $600 a month rent. I can afford that, you know. Heck, if nobody comes to my food truck, I can afford that if nobody comes to my restaurant in Colombia, I can afford paying that out of my own pocket by doing a little bit of DoorDash and the food truck here. But thank God, people come to my food truck, and they do come to my food truck when I go to them, but people come to my restaurant in Colombia thanks to you guys. So at the end of the day, guys, what I'm really trying to tell you is that we're going to see inflation in this country. And you guys have to remember, tariffs are the norm, okay? And a lot of people like to say, oh, well, you know, I'm a fan of tariffs. Tariffs are going to work. Yeah, tariffs are going to work if America does not have... Look, I myself, I am not anti-tariffs, you know? If the fucking shanks are like selling steel for like $1 a pound, and you know, steel should be like $3 a pound, but the chinks are selling it for $1 a pound to undercut American steel, okay, tariff them, no problem. But when you're tariffing everyday products coming in from overseas, and we do not have an American equivalent of it or an American alternative, guess what? We're gonna suffer, you know? The high taxes we had because of Trump and the is now, you know, I know a lot of you guys are going to say, oh, Trump didn't have high tariffs, high taxes. That was Biden. Guys, Biden, Trump, it's the same damn thing, dude. It's like two sides to the same coin. This whole notion of, oh, yeah, bro, Democrats are this, Republicans are that. They're all in on it, fuck. They're all in on it, dudes. Like, everybody is in on it, okay? This whole, oh, we're gonna hold Hillary accountable, we're gonna prosecute come bucket Harris, come on, dude, they're all fucking in on it. Democrats and Republicans are the same thing. So we got high taxes because of Biden, and now we're gonna get high tariffs because of Trump. And again, what these people are doing is that they're hitting us high, hitting us low, okay? That's the name of the game. Hit them high, hit them low, okay, guys? So they're gonna hit us high with high taxes, and now they're gonna hit us low through tariffs, okay? So the average American is gonna suffer, okay? I'm telling you guys this right now, okay? The average American will suffer. This is why you guys need to do what I'm doing, which is to get the fuck out of the country. Like, my restaurant yesterday made close to 500 pesos. That's well over $100. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. If my restaurant is constantly making over $100 a day, I'm not going to be here. I'd rather be over there, wait for my insurance settlement to open up another restaurant, because I can live off of one restaurant in Colombia. The second restaurant in Colombia, use that to build the third restaurant. And once you get like, once you have like three restaurants going in Colombia, guys, you can just open one after another, dude. So that's the name of the game. So, and coincidentally, that's why I'm back here in America, unfortunately. It's because I have to go to the doctor tomorrow. I have to go to the doctor tomorrow. Yeah, I have to go to the doctor tomorrow for a checkup on my back. My back doesn't hurt as bad as it did before the shot, but I don't know. Is it going to be temporarily? Am I going to have to do this like once every couple of months? We're going to find a lot of shit out tomorrow. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys out there watching this video is that the average American is going to suffer, dudes. They're going to use AI and robots. They're going to use budgets for IT. At the end of the day, guys, like, you guys gotta ask yourself the question, what the fuck am I doing in this country, dudes? Like, if all you do is work, what type of life is this, guys? What type of life is where all you do is work, and you're still behind on the rent? Again, makes no sense to make $10,000 a month, $9,900 are gone. Again, I would much rather make $1,500 a month in Colombia, spend $1,200, you know. And in Colombia, you don't have to worry about runaway inflation. You don't have to worry about any of this thing. Yeah, sure, there's a little bit of inflation here and there, but it's not we have runaway inflation, okay? First, we start with runaway inflation, and then we're going to get into hyperinflation. I actually had an opportunity to get into a mall here in America for $9,000. The restaurant was ready. It had the equipment. It had everything. All they wanted was like $9,000 deposit, and I'd be cooking right now, but I passed on it simply because it's just gonna get worse here in America. Again, dudes, like, when the cost of food goes up, like, I'm the only one who works on the food truck. I own the food truck. We own the land the food truck is on. The only thing I have to pay for is fucking, you know, insurance and the Clover point of sale system, which is like, what, under $300 a month for insurance, payment processor, that's it. And then the rest I pay for food. I can't afford to have lamb on the truck. So imagine a restaurant that has 10 employees paying them $20 an hour and their food costs go up by 40%, you know? Imagine all of a sudden, you know, that $10 meal is going to be $40, $50 to make up for the inflation. This is why a lot of Americans are not even eating out anymore, because of the inflation cost, okay, guys? So, at the end of the day, you guys really got to understand that you're going to suffer. The average American is going to suffer, okay? Like, the rich, elite Americans, they got bases all over the world, dudes. I mean, they're not gonna suffer, okay? Like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, you know, the rich Americans, they're not gonna suffer, okay? The poor Americans, I'm telling you guys, if you know, Jews hate niggers, just letting you know, they use and abuse niggers all day, every day, yes, of course, but they hate niggers, okay? There's gonna come a time when the Jews are just gonna exterminate niggers, you know, which is a good thing, by the way, you know. Sometimes God can have evil people do his dirty work, right? So, point I'm trying to get across to you guys, if you're a decent person watching this video, you're middle class, even lower middle class, or you're trying to be a hardworking individual, I'm telling you guys, eventually it's gonna get bad, okay, guys? So keep that in mind. Things are gonna get bad. This is why I had to do the fundraiser and everything to get my, you know, guys, before I end this video, you know, getting my restaurant going in Colombia was a lot like, it's kind of like that almost plane crash I had. I told you guys, when I was landing in Cartagena, the plane landed and 2 seconds later, listen, 2 seconds later, the pilot revved up the engine and took straight off. That was an aborted landing. That's what I'm doing here in America, guys. Like, you know, now with Trump, now that we see Trump's plan clear and he's already destroying America, I had to do, I just wrote to one of the Guatemalan people who used to work with me on the truck. I can't afford to have him working with me on the truck. But I wrote to him saying, I'm not doing anything in America anymore, man. Like, My food truck? I'm just waiting for somebody to buy my food truck. If somebody comes up to me and says, hey, Amr, here's $35,000 for your food truck, I'm the fuck on out of here, dudes. Like, here in America, I'm not doing anything, you know? Kind of like that pilot who had to abort the landing and go straight up to get into safety. That's what I'm doing, you know? My Columbia is aborting a dangerous landing, you know? I can't do anything here in America. Like, my landing here in America was to get the food truck open, then move into the mall. That really was my landing here in America. But I had to do, I had to abort landing, you know, guys. Otherwise, I'd crash and burn if I stay here in America. So, you guys watching this video, dudes, if you live in the West, dudes, like, work. What's the point of making tens of thousands of dollars and then at the end of the month you lose like 90-95% of it? What type of life is that, guys? Like, when you go to Colombia, they have a life. I don't care if they're rich, I don't care if they're middle class, I don't care if they're poor, they have a life in Colombia. We don't have life here in America, dudes. Like, all I did ever since I woke up today was the food truck, cleaning the food truck, buying food for the food truck. Like, all I do is work. You know, when I was in Colombia, I got people working at the restaurant. I have people working at the restaurant right now. Like, honestly, dudes, I can ride my motorbike across Colombia and I'll be doing fine because I can afford to have people work in Colombia, okay? But here in America, I can't afford to have people work with me on that food truck here in America. Like, you know, if I'm paying you $15 an hour, 6 hours, that's $90, and nobody shows up, that's $90 that's $90 in the garbage can, you know? And I can't afford to do that, you know? And again, lamb is a perfect example. I can't have lamb on the menu. I gotta take lamb off of the menu, you know? Went up by 50% thanks to Taco, so telling you guys, this is not a life, dude. Like, America is not a country where you can enjoy life. This, it really isn't, dudes. Like, everything here is so fucking expensive. Everything is so fucking expensive in this country, guys. Like, what are we doing here, man? Like, what are we doing in this damn country? You know, I've said it before, if you're gonna be in America, you have to fight, dudes. Like, the only reason for you as a young man, single man, especially if you're MGTOW, America is where you're gonna fight. That's the only reason, valid reason for you to be here in America, dudes. Like, there's no reason to be here, right? Like, fucking Colombia, man. Like, the minute I get on the plane from, like, Lauderdale, like, I'm on the plane, the plane is still at Lauderdale Airport, I'm already doing my happy dance, you know? There's nothing better than just driving my motorcycle across the mountains of Colombia. That's like the best feeling in the world, you know. At night, it's chilly, the wind, you gotta wear a helmet in Colombia, that's a law. And, you know, I'd wear a helmet anyways, because, you know, unlike Coach Pitchbill, I don't want to have brain damage. So, but the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that, like, I don't understand why anybody wants to be here in America anymore. Like, why are you guys here? Like, fucking, you can start up a restaurant in Colombia for like $8,000 to $10,000, and I'll be making a video about that, you know. So, like I said, right now the name of the game is the other restaurant is doing well, so the name of the game is get that insurance money. Once I get I'm estimating, God willing, that my insurance payout is probably going to be $8,000. Hopefully I'll be able to go to disability. If I get the insurance payout for $8,000, that's enough for me to open a restaurant. So my game plan, guys, is to get the restaurant that I have right now to at least $100 a day. If it's doing at least $100 a day, then I can actually probably afford to live in Colombia and make money from that restaurant. Get the second restaurant going. That second restaurant, the money I'll make from the second restaurant, that will be for getting the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth. Like, realistically speaking, guys, I probably want to have like 5 branches across Medellin, you know, from Las Colares, where I am, all the way down to Sabinita, which is about 15 kilometers away. So I want to have, so that's about 10 miles, by the way. So from Las Colares, where I'm at, like Las Colares is like North Medellin. I want to go from North Medellin all the way down to South Medellin. I want to have a stretch of about 10 miles and just have restaurants, you know, up and down the stretch of 10 miles, strategically located in good areas around Medellin. And honestly, guys, look, I have a good chance of being the number one shawarma brand in Colombia. Like, I was looking at Rappi today. By the way, we got an order on Rappi, by believe it or not. I was looking at Rappi today. There's like probably no more than 5 shawarma places in all of Medellin. So we stand a good chance of being number one, you know. So, and that's what I plan on doing. I want to be the number one shawarma brand in Colombia, and we might be able to pull that off, dudes. Like, we really stand a chance of pulling that off. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you before I end this video, guys, is that, you know, here in America, dudes, it's like, unless you are very, very wealthy, you're part of the elite, you're part of the system, this, you don't want to be in this country long run. You don't want to be in this country. Like, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Or, in the case of Coach Bitch Bill, traps and Thai ladyboys. Alright, guys, see you later. Peace.